That expensive trip to buy school supplies in this inflationary year? I'm David Brancaccio. The stock indexes are starting the week down. The Dow Jones Industrial Average had been up 100 points after the opening bell, now down 69 points, 0.2%, similar percentage drop for the S&P 500. The NASDAQ is down 40 points, 0.4%. And with higher U.S. interest rates, money tends to shift in striking ways. Michael Schumacher is global head of macro strategy at Wells Fargo Securities. Good morning.
Thank you, David. Great to be here.
Let's talk about currencies. The U.S. dollar is very popular holding these days, partly because our interest rates are going up. But it's really quite dramatic how the currency market has got a little out of whack. I mean, euro, but it's not just the euro.
It's been incredible, David. So yes, the euro below parity versus the dollar, first time in many, many years. The Japanese yen has gotten a tremendous amount of press over the last few weeks, and the moves today, too, are pretty telling, frankly. It hit 142, and that's a level not seen since, I believe, the 80s, so a very long time.
You know, and whether this is good or bad is a complex thing to answer, right? It makes us feel good that our dollar is strong, but if you are a U.S. manufacturer trying to sell something overseas, it makes your product more expensive to a foreigner who might want to buy it.
And I think then also you've got to consider some of the very broad global impacts in the sense the dollar is the world's reserve currency. And typically when the U.S. dollar strengthens a lot, it causes problems for emerging markets. It's yet to be seen if that'll happen this time, but that's another issue to keep in mind.
Michael Schumacher is global head of macro strategy at Wells Fargo Securities. Always good to talk.
Thanks very much, David. It's a pleasure.
Eggs, chicken, hot dogs, fish, electricity, apartment rentals, all going up with an inflation rate running at an annual rate of 8.5%. Right now, the back-to-school stuff. Marketplace's Christian Schwab has that.
How much families spent this year on back-to-school shopping depends on what families you're talking to. Two-thirds of shoppers planned to pull back on buying, while the rest planned to spend significantly more. That's according to a survey from JLL, where Gino Corradini leads retail.
A lot of that is being driven through increased inflation.
When averaged out, families plan to spend about $340 a child. That's $17 more than last year. Stephen Rogers at Deloitte says that's because people prioritize spending on education.
Parents are going to make it happen, right? Parents want to set their kids up for success.
One category where families aren't spending as much? Computers, tablets, and other tech tools, because there was so much investment in those types of products when schools went remote at the beginning of the pandemic.
Basically, COVID brought a lot more technology into the classroom, more technology into the home.
Rogers says retailers use the back-to-school season to forecast the next big spending surge, the holidays. And so far, he says, we're about back to normal as we've ever been. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
China has extended COVID lockdowns in the cities of Chengdu and Shenzhen, affecting tens of millions of people. There are currently 81 cities in either partial or full lockdown, according to authorities. Marketplace's China correspondent Jennifer Pak reports.
When a lockdown was first announced in the southwestern Chinese city of Chengdu last Thursday, some of its 21 million residents panicked and emptied store shelves. They may be better prepared now that the stay-at-home order will continue at least until Wednesday. A partial lockdown remains in the tech hub of Shenzhen, though more residents are now able to move about. China reported 1,600 COVID infections nationwide on Monday, which is low by global standards. But officials here are pursuing a so-called dynamic zero COVID policy to save lives. At first, the policy kept most businesses in operation, but the highly infectious Omicron variant has made life in China unpredictable. What starts as a four-day lockdown can last much longer, like in Sanya. The tourist hotspot remains locked down 1 month on. Already, some officials have discouraged residents in other parts of China from traveling in the upcoming mid-autumn festival. Dining in restaurants and taking a bus have also become lockdown risks in China. I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.
India has resumed talking to the European Union about a free trade deal after about a decade of disinterest. It's also working on one with the UK and has recently signed a deal with the United Arab Emirates and Australia. So what's behind this newfound enthusiasm for these deals? The BBC's Nikhil Imander filed this report for us from Mumbai.
It's early morning in Western India's wine country, where against the backdrop of low-cut hills and acres of grape plantations, the bottling unit of Fratelli Wines slowly starts work for the day. Business is booming.
The life of our vineyards will be...
Gaurav Sekri, who co-founded this winery 15 years ago, says the company's been growing 30 to 40% over the last couple of years as Indians develop a taste for wine. But the winds of change are blowing. Here at Fratelli, the threat of global competition looms large as India fast-tracks free trade negotiations with countries like the UK and the European Union, which could reduce duties on imported goods like wines and spirits. For consumers, this will mean more choice. But local producers like Sekri say they will need help to compete with cheaper foreign products in the country.
I think we almost need a price advantage. We need that little motivation in terms of pricing for that consumer to try Indian origin wines.
Not everyone's unhappy, though. Milaya Embroideries, which produces clothing for global fashion brands, are excited about the lower tariffs.
Right now, they're hit by a double whammy of tariffs, both while importing the raw material from Europe and also while exporting finished goods back to the continent.
Perfect. Shashank Jain, Milaya's COO, says Indian apparel companies have also been losing business to countries like Vietnam after it entered into a free trade agreement with the European Union.
I think it's much cheaper for them to place orders with Sri Lanka, Bangladesh and Vietnam because they don't have to pay duties or they have to pay a very minimal duty. Whereas from India, the cost of duty only is around 9 to 16%.
There are both strategic as well as economic reasons for this renewed vigour about the trade deals. The West is looking to diversify supply chains beyond China and strengthen partnerships with other democracies amid a world in turmoil. For India, it's an opportunity hard to let slip. In Mumbai, I'm the BBC's Nikhil Anandar for Marketplace.
And there's a new law in California that a government council with equal numbers of worker and employer representatives will now set the minimum pay for fast food workers in that state as high as $22 an hour. This affects chains with more than 100 employees. Governor Gavin Newsom signed the bill into law despite heavy lobbying from fast food companies, which claim this could push up the cost of a meal by 20%. The system is being watched by other states. MIT's Living Wage Project puts the cost of getting by in, for instance, Los Angeles at $45,000 a year, $93,000 a year if the person has one child. $22 an hour for fast food workers is about $44,000 a year full-time. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do
the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.